With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The UW-Trout Lake Station in Vilas County is a center for studying the state's lakes. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to the director of the station for an update on their research.
The Northwoods is home to many freshwater lakes. At the UW-Trout Lake Research Station, scientists research topics either brought forward by the community or questions of national or international interest in terms of the long-term health of the world's waters. They've got a lot of projects up and running right now. Gretchen Garish, director of the station, described one project they have in collaboration with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. In a couple of lakes like Crystal Lake or Sparkling Lake, people introduced an invasive species of fish called smelt. They're a delicious species of fish that lots of people like to fry up, but they've taken a stronghold in these lakes over the past 20 to 30 years. Trout Lake Station has been working to reduce the smelt population.
In the past few years, we've been they've been reintroducing cisco to the lakes to see if, with the smelt numbers down, if we can bring back the native cisco fish. We're in the midst of that study, and so they've transferred a number of cisco in and are looking at if they reestablish, if they continue to decline the smelt numbers.
She said they're also looking for participants who'd be open to an interview with their graduate student researcher. The Zaga Iganon Kinship Project focuses on lakes associated with the Lac du Flambeau tribe, Vilas County, and Oneida County.
And we're looking at people who have long time lived in the region, who maybe moved here more recently, or people who just come to visit the region, and how the interactions with lake help us to define what a healthy lake looks like and how humans interact and value lake systems in the region.
She said that the goal in this kind of study is to step back and hear from people to learn better what type of questions may be the most relevant to all the different community members engaging with the waters up here. There are openings for this study and others at the station. We have a link on our website at wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
How deer management units in Wisconsin are laid out is up for review. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to hear from the public on proposed modifications to the state's deer management unit boundaries. The purpose of this comment period is to help the DNR gauge public support for changes. Scott Carroll, Wildlife Regulation Policy Specialist for the DNR, spoke earlier this year before the State Natural Resources Board. He said part of the focus would be on the northern deer management units.
So currently they're county-based. We're considering changing them up a little bit. We've heard a desire to go back to something that's more habitat-based. So we're intending to have a discussion about what our northern forest DMUs would look like. Additionally, we're looking at potential zone boundary adjustments, particularly around the central forest zone.
Adjustments are also proposed for metropolitan subunits around the state. You can go to the DNR's Deer Management webpage to comment through October 20th. A final recommendation will be presented to the Natural Resources Board for approval in time for the 2025 deer season. Wisconsinites have an opportunity to help those affected by recent natural disasters. Wisconsin American Red Cross Executive Director Catherine Halverson says that now is the time to get involved.
I would just encourage people to go to redcross.org. You can actually pick where you want your funds to go, which designation. It could be towards Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Milton, disaster relief in general. There are so many ways that you can help, but the quickest way would be with financial assistance, making sure people have a safe place to stay.
Halverson also credited those from Wisconsin currently helping families on the ground.
We have, just in Wisconsin alone, 94 volunteers and staff members deployed. We're in 10 different states with our disaster relief operations ongoing. And right now our main priority is just that sheltering need. With Milton's far-reaching destruction, it has created a tremendous need for our feeding and sheltering and other relief services.
Those who want to donate can do so at redcross.org/donate. Republicans are sensing an opportunity in Wisconsin's closely watched Senate race. They are pouring money into the campaign, even as Democrats insist a tight race was to be expected in the battleground state. Democrats' hopes of maintaining majority control of the Senate hinged partly on Senator Tammy Baldwin turning back the challenge from millionaire Republican challenger Eric Hovde, who is backed by former President Donald Trump. The influx of Republican spending on the race has gotten Democrats' attention in the race's final weeks. They've increased their spending on ads, too. Wisconsin officials are requiring people in 13 counties to obtain burning permits as dry conditions continue. The State Department of Natural Resources permit requirements went into effect just after midnight Tuesday in areas the agency protects in all of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Wapaka, and Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties. People in those areas will need an annual DNR permit for burning in a barrel, a debris pile, and in grass and wooded areas unless the ground is snow-covered. Usually, the DNR imposes burning permit requirements from January 1st through May 31st anytime the ground isn't snow-covered, but a lack of rain statewide, coupled with dead leaves and dry vegetation, led to elevated wildfire concerns. A new study shows that teens bullied in high school tend to become pessimistic about their future. October is National Bullying Prevention Month. Brett Pivato reports.
Researchers at Wayne State University found that adolescents who experienced relational bullying were more likely to develop depressive symptoms and over time became more pessimistic about academics and career prospects beyond high school. Relational bullying includes things like starting rumors, being deliberately ignored, and exclusion from group activities. Study co-author Dr. Hannah Schachter says a student's perception of social inadequacy can spread into other parts of life.
You're receiving a message from your peers that you are someone who doesn't deserve positive treatment, and that may then generalize to these other life domains. Now you expect that you're not going to be able to do well academically, or perhaps you won't be able to achieve what you wanted in terms of your work or kind of life plans.
The study began with over 300 ninth graders at 38 different high schools across Michigan. Students completed online surveys multiple times per year over 3 years. Brett Pivato reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.